Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course at thekickasslife.com.
Jambo, fellow adventurers, this is Mike Dooley, and you are listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, David here, and welcome to the Kick-Ass Life Show, broadcast from beautiful Kelowna, British Columbia. You know, the weather today, low cloud, a little snow in the hills, a very flat lake with a little wind whipping down there. Looks cold out today, but it's fresh. That's the weather report from Kelowna, British Columbia. Hey, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Remember, there's almost 300 shows broadcast at 200 countries, over a million downloads. And so we're very, very excited to share with you. There's all types of shows. This is the 30 minute where I sit solo and I just give trainings from my different pasts and my different pasts. I train from my past experiences or things I've taught in the past. And then there's the Monday morning kick in the bum show where I just give you a little goofy, little off the wall. And then we bring a guest on Tuesdays where we do a Tuesday show for a full hour. And we have some of the great minds of personal transformation, authors, and just interesting stories from around the world to you. And then with the new show, Amplified Network Marketing, don't forget, so many people were looking for a vehicle. I'm considered to be an expert in the arena of network marketing. I absolutely am in love with the profession. And so we've got, I think, 7 or 8 shows right now on Amplified Network Marketing. And I just had a check, you know, on iTunes, we were sitting at number 35 this morning in the busiest category on iTunes. So doing great. With your help, we'll push it up. You share it with your friends, anyone who's looking for a vehicle, anyone who's looking to transform their life and really get out of their JOBs, their jobs, and build a professional network marketing business where there's no ceiling on their income. Plug into my show. And you know what? It's not just about network marketing, but the stories. Oh my goodness. Go listen to the stories. Whether you're in network marketing or not, it's going to be so transformational for you to listen to people share what's happened to them over the last 3, 4, 5 years and how they were able to take themselves from sometimes abject poverty to really living the highest quality life, contributing at the highest levels, and having a beautiful, beautiful existence. That's the story. So again, if you're not into network marketing, I'd still go over there, listen to 4 or 5 of the stories, and I promise you they'll impact you at a very, very deep level. That being said, you know, I have a little work to do in the sense that we have a little competition running. And the competition is this. If you go to iTunes and you leave a review and you give us a star rating, I'm not going to tell you what star to give us. 5 is the best. 1 is crappy, right? Wherever the truth is for you. I'm not going to tell you to give me a 5-star. Right now we have all 5 stars. But again, do what's true. If you write a review, you have to wait 24 hours for it to pop up on iTunes. And then you're going to take a screenshot. If you have a Mac computer, it's Command-Shift-4. But on a PC, you have to look up on Google, how do I take a screenshot? You're then going to post that on the wall of a specific Facebook page. Don't put it on the Kick-Ass Life Facebook page because it won't be included in the draw. You have to go to Amplified Network Marketing and post it there. It'll be included in the draw, and I'm going to give away a 1-hour free coaching session with me on any subject you want. And if you want to do it, we'll do it live on the show. So you'll be on the show as well. So I think it's going to be a really, really wonderful prize. It's going to get me close to you, get to know you, and you can hear how I coach, my coaching style, which is a little bit of a kick in the bum, but I think you'll like it. So there's been 4 or 5 people who have posted just in the last 24 hours. I've been reading them out as they come up. Here's the latest few. Sue Bruce Sanders, Lishan Ella Grusik, Lishan, I hope I'm saying your name right, and Lachlan McRobert, Lachlan, maybe it's Lachlan McRobert. It could be a Scottish name. Hey, how'd you reach, all right? Hopefully, I'm not messing up for you. Maureen, Reen, Belmay, and then Barb Sale Newman. Now, Barb, you haven't posted your review, but I know you want to, but you did write a review. So because you're Jen's mom, we're going to put you in the hat anyway, just because we love you. And I love to John. I hope he's doing well. I know he just came out of hospital. So John, this is for you, man. I'm going to dedicate the show to your recovery because you're going to be flying across the country for our big party in August. So let's get you well, get you on the plane, get your bum over here, and we'll take you out fishing. All right. So this show is going out to John Newman as he is in recovery after his little mishap last week. And the show, what's it about? Well, here's what I thought I'd do. Last night, you can hear by my voice, I had a late one. I'm a big believer in men's nights out and women's nights out. In other words, that we have to foster our relationships, whether we have kids or not. We have to foster our relationship with our guy friends or our girlfriends, if you're a girl. And last night was a guy's night out, and there was six of us just got together. Casey, my business manager, is in town, and he let me know that the last time he was on a guy's night out was 13 years ago. And I thought, Casey. But that's very common. You know, I've had people at my men's programs where it's been 35 years that they haven't had a guy's night out. I can't tell you how important, how cathartic, how just amazing it is just to hang out and BS and, you know, have a couple of beers and stay up late and talk nonsense. It is. And for ladies to get together and talk and share and just, you know, listen to each other and giggle and drink some wine, whatever your thing is, right? So we got in at 2:30 this morning, and you can hear my voice. There's a little bit, maybe one too many beers on my breath this morning. And guess what? That's all right. That is part of life. It's all about range. Living a kick-ass life, you have to have these relationships. You can't just become a dad and become a servant, or a mom, become a servant to your kids and leave these relationships, you know, for 10, 15 years. You got to have it. So make time in your calendar every week or month. I mean, maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 weeks. You go out. It doesn't have to be an all-nighter like last night, but we were making up for 13 years for Casey. And he's not a drinker, so we had to sort of, you know, we had to lay him down on a table and force feed him a couple. But anyway, there you go. You don't want to hear my stories of last night, do you? But today I thought what I'd do, I've been writing a lot of quotes. I've decided that I'm going to start, you know, publicizing my quotes. I've been putting them on Facebook and getting a lot of responses. I mean, one quote I put out the other day, there has been like 65 shares where people have actually shared it with other people. So I realize it's important, and I'm trying to get these philosophies out onto paper. And so with that being said, I thought, how do I share some of these things? You know, these are 10 tips. They're not in any particular order of philosophies of living a kick-ass life, all condensed into one show. Many of the quotes you've heard me talk about many times. And I thought, how do I couple that with something? And so I thought what I'd do, the Rolling Stones did a survey of the top 10 songs in history. I thought I'd play little clips of those. And I'm thinking of you, Brit, in Australia, just outside Perth. Brit, this is also for you, because I know that you skip through the songs. So today is not about big information. You have to skip through the songs. Today's drive for you, young lady, is to enjoy the music. She told me, I just skip through the songs. I know you like songs, but I'm skipping through them. But not today, lady. You're going to enjoy them, because there's not a lot of content on the other side. So enjoy the songs as you're driving. And this is top 10. This is Ray Charles. Ray Charles, number 10. This was released in 1959. Don't forget, you can find all the show notes and all the links to all the songs at Amplified. I'm sorry, this is the Kick-Ass Life show, right? KickAssLife.com, the KickAssLife.com. And they'll be in there for you. Here we go, Ray Charles.
See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing on right now.
Hey, John, you got to shake that thing, buddy.
Hey, hey. Tell your mama, tell your pa, I'm going to send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy.
All right, there's number 10. And what quote shall I give you this one? Here's one. Here's one of my quotes. Tell the truth all the time with compassion. These are quotes that I've written myself. And so tell the truth all the time with compassion. And this one's so important. It took me 42 years to learn how to tell the truth. And I'm telling you, it gives me so much power where I know the truth will be told. The compassion part means, how do I deliver truth? Well, you know, I ask permission. My intention is always clean. In other words, I don't tell the truth to hurt someone. I tell the truth to help someone move past something, or if I'm upset with someone, or, you know, there's something, I don't hold on to stuff, right? Remember, holding on to anger, disappointment, any negative energy is like drinking poison and expecting them to die. So tell the truth all the time with compassion. Always tell the truth. If there's something you think, if you think something three times, if something goes through your head about a person that you haven't shared with them, three times means it's significant. So do not allow yourself to go through life having these thoughts or these conversations in your head about someone. And you know what? You're going to find that it's going to be such a freeing experience. And you can tell just then I was trying to find a new song. You can tell when I do that, right? Because I start, my mind is like, I'm typing something. I'm trying to bring up a song. I produce the whole thing. I mean, I don't produce the show, but I don't actually have the show edited. I do. It's a one take wonder. So that's why I have to sort of work and talk. It's like chewing gum and walking, right? So, okay. Tell the truth all the time with compassion. It's a practice for a kick-ass life. And let's go to number 9. This was released in 1991. And again, I'm sharing with you the top 10 songs as put out by Rolling Stones magazine in history. And you're not going to agree with them all. But guess what? This was a survey. I think it was 17,000 musicians that sort of gave their input. So this is the one we're going with. And this one, Nirvana. Here we go. Reminds me of some of the songs my son plays in the shower in the morning. What I've learned about kids and music, always love their music, how loud it is. And you know what? I just always, when he cranks it up there, and he always takes a speaker, a big one, from his drum set. He takes it into the shower and he just cranks this music up. And I often walk in, I'll turn it up. I won't turn it down. And I'll start to say, this is awesome, Cal. And I do. I love his taste in music, but it's not always my taste. But it's like a joke. I always laugh at people's jokes because I want them to keep telling jokes. I don't groan at people's jokes. All right, so here we go. That's number 9 in the top of the charts for Rolling Stone magazines. And let me give you another one of my quotes. We got to stop listening to broke, unhappy people. You know, stop taking advice. That's the actual quote. So stop taking advice from broke, unhappy people. This one is massive, especially for those of you that are wanting to sort of redesign your life and create freedom for yourself, for your family, for everyone else. This is huge. And you know, broke, unhappy people have lots of advice. And you may be actually broke or unhappy or both. And I bet you give advice all the time about what works, what doesn't work. I love that with the profession I love so much, you know, network marketing. I've helped so many people completely transform who they are, how they are as parents, as lovers, as friends, as business people, and to create true long-term wealth where, you know, you sort of stop the poverty cycle in a family for generations to come. And people still look at me and say, oh, it's a pyramid. That's why I started the new show, because so many people are out to lunch. They have no idea. They're unhappy in their jobs. They're unhappy in their lives. And they're telling me, a happy rich guy, that it doesn't work. Really? Really? So again, stop taking advice from broke, unhappy people and don't be one. That don't be one. All right. So this one here, you're going to know. This song is number 7 in the top of the 10 charts. Here we go. I bet you recognize it. Don't forget, thekickasslife.com. You'll find the show notes and you can get all the links to all the songs. So let it out and let it in. Hey, Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to burn. Beatles. You can't beat it. They just had their 50-year anniversary. How many of us are feeling old right now? I can't believe I'm 53 this year. 53. I feel like a kid. I act like a kid. Come on. You know, I really love the idea that, you know, I believe when I'm 80, I'm going to buy a Harley Davidson. And I'm going to have an absolute blast. And, you know, I don't believe that you have to conform. I think that you have to break the rules. And I love breaking the rules. My kids say to me all the time, Dad, do you break every rule? I say, yeah, probably. But look how happy I am. Anyway, yeah, your kids are listening and I'm telling them how to break rules. But, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone and not going to go to jail, you can break the rules. Just don't conform. Conformity is boring. That's not one of my quotes, by the way. So let's go to another quote. Everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first. Everyone is waiting for somebody else to go first, to smile first, to hug first, to reach out first, to knock on the neighbor's door first, to invite them for dinner first, you know, everything. So if you think of everyone's waiting, someone's got to break the ice. And so I pride myself as a kick-ass life practitioner on going first. Like right now, you're driving along, you look out the window and you're driving and there's somebody who's in the car next to you in a line of traffic. You're going to wave, smile, just smile. And sometimes they'll think you're freaky and they won't smile back. That says more about them than you, by the way. Or you're walking the dogs right now, just smile and say hi to every single person as you go by and see how many smile and say hi back. And if you're in the dog park, go up and chat. Hey, how's your dog? Go first. Watch what happens. I always think about how did all of my best friends, and I have lots. I mean, I pride myself on collecting friends like some people collect stamps. I just think how much love do I have? What capacity do I have to love? I have a lot. I haven't scratched the surface yet of my capacity to love more people. And it's fun having friends, right? And so, everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first. So I want you to go first. If you're going to live a kick-ass life, go first. When you walk in, you're uncomfortable. Walk up to someone, say, hey, my name's Dave. How you doing? And someone's going to say, hey, and they're going to chat, ask them a question. Suddenly you're in conversation. And who knows if that person isn't going to become the best man at your wedding or become one of your closest friends or one of your closest girlfriends, you know, or your wife. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first. Here we go. Number 6 in the top 10 hip parade. I like this guy. You'll like him too. Here we go. Go, go. That's 1958, by the way. Hey Jude came out in 1968, and Nirvana was 1991. It's all over the map. Hey, this is a quote I wrote just the other day. Put it on Facebook. And it was just sort of like, you know, my kids are 16. He's 16 in a week and 14, right? So I'm going through pubescent teenagers, which we joke about all the time. They're getting hairy, a little spotty, and a little smelly in the mornings when you walk in their room. It's all beautiful. The art of raising teenagers. But I love my kids a lot. It's what I'm most proud of. And, you know, I haven't always understood how to be a great dad. Just do the best I can. And, you know, and some things I mess up and some things I don't. But I don't beat myself up. You know, it's just one of those things. And it is the reason I got into personal growth was because I was a crappy dad when my son was born. And all the poison that that I sort of had when I was a kid and all the anger and everything else started to come back out through me. I could hear my parents' voices, you know, in my mouth talking to my son when he was like 2 and 3 or 4 years old. And it's what actually started me on this journey. And I wouldn't be sitting here today if I hadn't wanted to become a better father, right? And I didn't know how to be. So I started working on myself. But this is the one that I wrote. And I think it's got about, you know, 65 or 70 shares where people have just put it back on their page, which I think is pretty awesome. And I wrote it like this. It says, drugs, alcohol, and tattoos was the way young people used to rebel. Not anymore. The new rebellion for young people is creating physical and financial freedom for themselves and their families so they can do more, be more, and have more. Do yourself a favor. Join the rebellion. David Diaz Wood. You know, so I wrote that one and obviously it resonated because so many people have commented on it and, you know, and I want you to think about that, you know, because, you know, when we were kids, let's be honest, right? Well, for me, everything was about rebelling against the establishment. It was about rebelling against parents. It was trying to do it my own way. And you can do that, you know, and I told my kids this the other day, you know, absolutely do that. Yeah, rebel. But why not rebel by becoming incredibly happy, successful, powerful, rich, beautiful, contribute to the highest levels? That's a rebellion. Let's rebel that way. Rebel against the establishment, not with tattoos and piercings. Not that there's anything wrong with that. My nephew's a tattoo artist and a very good one. But, you know, to sort of go into the dark world to escape is just really, really, when there's a beautiful world to escape into, rebel by becoming rich and happy. That's the new rebellion. And again, my newest quote I just wrote, actually not the newest one, but I'm going to try and write one every single day. There's one anyway. So let's go back. Number five. Here it is. 1966. I love this band. Here we go.
She's somehow close to me now. Softly smile. I know she must be kind. With me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my
excitations.
A little bit of, you know who it was, the Beach Boys. All right, let's go to another quote. Again, these are some philosophies that are just part of me living my kick-ass life. You have to choose whether they fit for you. Remember, if I share stuff with you, it doesn't work for you, don't do it. If I share stuff with you and it works for you, do it. You know, I hope it works, you know, but what I say is not necessarily right or wrong or true or false. It's just my truth. And I live a very, very happy and full and beautiful life. I'm very, very proud of my life. And so here you go. That's it's up to you, right? So here's another one I wrote the other day. It's called "The Definition of the Word Fear is the Anticipation of Pain." To anticipate something is to imagine it being real. Our fear then only exists in our imagination. It's a made-up story. Maybe it's time to make up a new story and conquer that fear. What would you do today if you were not afraid? Again, these are quotes I've started writing. They're long because I want to tell a little story in them. But, you know, the idea of this is true. I mean, the anticipation of pain, the word anticipate, past, present, or future. It's a future word, right? I anticipate pain. This is the definition of word fear. I'm anticipating getting hurt. I'm afraid of flying. No, I am anticipating crashing. I'm afraid of heights. No, I'm anticipating falling. You know, I'm afraid of relationships. I'm anticipating getting my heart broken. So anticipate. It only exists in the future. It's imagined. It's in our imagination. We make it up. Fear is a made up BS story. And one thing I do, again, I pride myself, and I don't want this show to be about me. Let's talk about me. Oh yeah. This is all about me. No, I'm just sharing my experience. This is just the way the show came up. Look, I've been up all night. Relax. All right. But the idea is that I feel that there's nothing I'm afraid of because I understand the process of fear. I understand I'm making up a BS story. I understand that I can feel the fear, which I do, but I take a step and do whatever it is. If something in my psyche says I'm afraid of something, I just go do it. And then I'm not afraid anymore, right? And that's what I've done for the last 25, 30 years. And it just becomes easy because I trust myself. I now trust myself to walk through the fear. Feel it, take a step. Feel it, take the step, right? And remember how the brain works. The reticular activating, psycho-cybernetic mechanism will release chemicals into your body every time you go outside your comfort zone. So whenever you try something new, you will feel fear, apprehension, doubt, and uncertainty. And sadly, many people decide to stop. I don't like that. I don't do that. Really? No, it's because your body's flooded with chemicals and you're now afraid, so you don't do that. And if you did it, you'd be like vibrating like a, you would be vibrating. Because truthfully, it is a, I've led people who said, I will never, ever do that. And they do it and they're like, wow, that was the best thing I've ever done. Right? Because they conquer the fear, the story, the BS story, by the way, in their head. This song comes from 1965. We're getting to the top 10. There's just a couple left now. Here we go. A little bit of Aretha. All right, that one stopped pretty fast. Whoa, I wasn't even ready for that one. Caught me by surprise, didn't it? Hey, this is one I wrote yesterday, and it got lots of yucky, people were saying, oh, it's yucky. And in one, was it Heidi, I think? Heidi, hello, Heidi. She said something like, a brick can often work where a whisper doesn't, So this is kind of a brick approach. It's going to bang you in the back of the head. It's a bit disgusting. But I didn't realize how much impact it would have when I wrote it. So many people thought, oh my gosh, I get it. And so many people private messaged me and said things like, oh, I can't believe it. I'm in the process of eating this right now. So let me tell you this one. I wrote this one yesterday. The next time someone is negative, rejects or is nasty to you, and it slows you down, or even worse, stops you altogether, imagine they just threw up all over you and you chose to pick up a spoon and eat it. Mm-mm. Success tastes much better. I like that. It does taste better, success. You know, and this is the thing, right? Whenever anyone is, you know, if people are being nasty, whatever it is, you know, I just look at them. It says more about them than me. I just imagine them throwing up. And if it takes me off my rails, if it makes me upset or angry, if I become smaller than, if I start to retreat into my little hovel, you know, as Pema Chodron calls it, right? I realized that I'm just eating their puke. And I love the graphicness of that. The next time someone's, you know, throwing up all over you, you get to choose. You're going to go and have a shower and move on, or you can take a little spoon and eat it and believe it. Remember, nasty people, it says more about them than you. And so, you know, you want to hang around people that see greatness in you. And here's what's next song, Marvin Gaye. This, by the way, is 1970. One. Here we go. A little Marvin Gaye.
Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on? What's going on with you? Hey, Brett, are you enjoying it? Are you relaxing? Are you not skipping through these songs? Are you just sort of taking them all in? Top 10 songs in history by Rolling Stone standards. I know you don't agree. Some of you are saying, where's Michael Jackson? Where's Thriller? It's not even part of the top 10. I mean, I know which ones I would have chosen too. They wouldn't have been necessarily these. However, let's go on with some of these quotes that I've been sort of putting together in sharing with people. And this one here I didn't actually write, but I've sort of brought it to life. I've modified it slightly, right? And it sounds a little conceited, except when I'm training, right? Is every master was once a disaster, including me. And the reason I say that is because when I'm training, people look at me as an expert. And they, you know, they come in. I mean, sometimes there's 8, 9, 10,000 people in a room when I'm training, right? And what I do is I get them to repeat it. They'll say, every master was once a disaster. And they'll say, including moi. Mwah! And they point to themselves just to allow them to be a disaster. So even though it sounds a little conceited, I mean that everyone, I was a disaster the first time I went to the mic. I was a disaster the first time I was on stage. I was a disaster in everything I started. You know, like your kids are right now, if they start a new sport, they're normally a disaster way before they become a master. And for most of you out there, you adults, you know, you'll tell your kids to practice stuff and you'll give them all this sage advice about, you know, oh, don't worry, you know, it's just part of the process. And then you try something, you do it a couple of times, you're not very good at it, or you get rejected a few times, and that's it. Your dreams, they tuck themselves up in a little box and they close the lid and they put themselves in a cupboard and they turn the lights out, and your dreams will stay there because you won't allow yourself to be crappy before you get good. So there you go. This one here is when I play on my guitar. I won't sing it to you right now because I have that voice on. The voice of, I've been up all night. Yes, again. I say burn the candle at both ends, for goodness sake. You people who sleep all night, you're missing out. There's so many fun things that happen during the night. Here we go. Little John Lennon.
Living for today.
Singing for Brit. Hey, John, I hope you're feeling better. You better be listening to this, buddy. Get yourself feeling well. Get ready for that trip. I'll get the fishing rods out. Here we go. All right, so next quote. This one here is, it's kind of really, the quote itself is only three words, but I did a lead-in when I wrote it on Facebook. It says, if you want to attract amazing relationships, great people, and lots of money into your life, then jump in with both feet and believe in what you're doing. It's an uncertain world and people are attracted to certainty. Certainty is sexy. I so believe this. You know, it's like, you know, you don't have to have the answers. You don't have to know what to do. You know, whether you're building a business, whether you're building a, you know, a Facebook page, whatever it is, just be certain, you know, step in with both feet and believe in yourself. And it's hard, you know, you have crappy days and good days and growing moments, whatever it is, right? But the idea that certainty is sexy. And it is, you know, you walk in anywhere. You could have an unattractive person who can pick up, whether it's a man or a woman, pick up anyone because of their certainty, their inner sexiness, that inner beauty. There is something, and women, you know this is true, right? A confident man who has his masculine and feminine range, who's just certain in his body. There's nothing sexy. It doesn't matter how he looks. Okay, if he's got a hump, you know, but you know what I'm saying, right? It's just that, I mean, I remember actually, Elizabeth Taylor, when I was growing up many years ago, oh my God, when she was a young woman, right? What was it? Her no, Raquel Welch. Raquel Welch was one of the most attractive women, like as a model, like the Cindy Brinkley. What's her name? Brinkley or something? That kind of beauty. And her husband was a strange looking cat. I mean, he was not what you would. I mean, you know. Dare I say, he'd been tapped with the ugly stick, but just a beautiful human being, a kind, generous, beautiful human being. His looks had no bearing on the fact that he was dating one of the most beautiful women in the world from the outside. But what she was attracted to was the depth and the beauty and the heart and the passion and the honesty and the just the confidence, the certainty that this man walked around with was damn attractive. Man, I was attracted to him. All right, I know I'm going on. Whatever. Britt, I hope you're enjoying this. You better be keeping the music on because this one's for you, girl. Here we go. I want you to stop the car and I want you to dance around the car. Ready? Oh, wrong one. I almost played the wrong one. Here we go. There you go. I can't do that. I've got to play the right one.
It's
But I try. Oh, here we go. I remember seeing the Rolling Stones on their Steel Wheels tour. And unbelievable. The guy was like 65 then. And I don't know, he's going to be like 112 and dancing around like he does. I always thought of him. I saw Tina Turner when I was in Israel in a concert. And I saw Mick Jagger on the Steel Wheels tour. And I'm saying, if those two got together, man, there'd be some sparks. Oh, my goodness. Talk about energy. Woo. All right. This one here, we're getting really to the end of the show here. There's one more song. I want to share this one. Imagine that you live every day as if it's your first day and if it's your last day. What kind of day would you have, right? I haven't really written this as a quote yet. It's just a concept. I will write it as a quote. I'll come up with a quote on this one. But, you know, imagine living every day as if it's your first. So you have the wonder and the fascination and the absolute curiosity of a small child, first day looking at everything, I mean, just noticing everything, and your last, squeezing the juice out of every second, you know, living life fully, leaving it all on the field, you know, waking up early, going to bed late, saying yes to everything, trying new things, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, creating an impact in the world and making a difference and all those great things. I mean, that's it, right? So live life as if it's your first day and your last day, and watch what kind of life you are going to lead. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful life. You know, and we've just gone through the top 10. This one here is number one, and it surprised me, this one. I'll be honest with you. I do sing some of his songs on my guitar when I'm not sounding like this. Not that I got a great voice anyway, but I like to sing. I don't care. Well, you know, you shouldn't care. Just sing. Those of you that say you can't sing, I want you to just turn some music on and just blast, sing loud, you know, sing proudly in your broken voices and just have fun. Life is too short not to have fun. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, a little Bob Dylan. Don't forget the show notes, right? Kickasslife.com, all the songs, all the quotes, they'll be waiting there for you. Don't forget the competition. Competition means that if you want me to do a one-on-one coaching with you live on the show, if you want, or privately, if you want, up to you, we're going to draw and we're going to actually create a video of us drawing the name so you can see it's real. We're going to put all the names in the hat. We're going to show them to you on video. We'll put it on YouTube and you're going to have a little look of us drawing the first name out. And I hope it's you. So get your butt into gear. And here we go. A little Bob Dylan. I'll end the show in a second.
So proud.
Remember what they say, this isn't one of mine, but you know, there's that wonderful quote, you know, about not having this, you know, this sort of arriving, you know, I can't remember exactly how it goes now, but it's not arriving in this sort of, this preserved body. You know what it's like. So it's like something like life's a journey. Life's journey is not to arrive at the grave safely in a well-preserved body, but rather skidding sideways, totally worn out, shouting, "Holy crap, woohoo!" There's lots of versions of that. Something like that. I know I got it wrong, but who cares? Hope you enjoyed the show. And again, you know what? There's some events coming up in Australia. I want you there in Perth and Sydney. You can go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com/events and you'll see the Amplified Island Adventure, which is 7 days on my private island. I think there's only two spots left. So if you want to come, get your finger out and go and book your time there. Otherwise, it will be full. Okay. Anyway, so don't forget, you know, top 10, we went from 1959, 91, 1958, 1966, 65, 71, 1965. And these are the dates of these great songs. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.